So, Dr. Northcott, you are doped up. Do Sister Dorothea or the good Dr. Quincy, do you guys have any opinions on the Dr. Northcott getting just a little high?
On nature's honey?
He takes a deep breath and he gets real high. What's going on?
3, 2, 1.
Good job.
Feeling good.
Damn it, Montague.
No.
That was for Bertram.
No to that.
Dr. Rockwell pats you on the back when you start coughing. Says, deep inhale.
And does take the edge off.
Dr. Quincy just kind of slicks his hair back and is just like, I suppose we've had a moment to all compose ourselves, so perhaps we can get to the bottom of this.
Quite.
Dr. Rockwell, how is it that you have any of that substance?
The Chinese are a very industrious and innovative people. He meant to say inventive, but innovative works. And he says, here's something else I got from him. And he pulls out a Chinese finger trap.
How do you offer it to Sister Dorothea?
He just holds it out.
Oh, okay.
She'll take it and kind of turn it over in her hands.
It looks like a long tube of interwoven... Reeds?
Reeds. Reeds or fabric.
Reeds.
What is it?
It's a Chinese finger trap. He says, put your finger in one end, and kind of goes like that.
He
pantomimes putting your two index fingers together.
She'll do that.
Says, aha, now you're trapped.
She goes to pull her fingers away, and obviously she can't pull her fingers out of the...
What sorcery is this?
she does look a little confused. I mean, she really is smarter than this, but she is a bit confused.
Lose to sanity.
In her mind, she's just planning a missionary trip to China. She's like, no, not on my watch. He says, you got to relax a little to do it. Don't force it.
Oh, to get him...
Yeah.
She does, and she's... It takes her a minute or two, but she's able to get her fingers back out of the contraption.
She says, that was good fun. I forgot why we were even here. Let's go home.
She gives it back.
Dr. Quincy is still staring off into space, smoking and, like, shaking.
He takes the finger trap, and he says, here, Quincy, try this. It might calm your nerves a little.
He grabs it and lights it.
I knew it. Oh, yes.
He looks and he says, okay, we're gonna just take that. And he tries to take it away and put it out before it burns too much. And then he says, Bertram, maybe you want to share a puff with Quincy?
That's just what we need. It's half of us to be high as hell.
Metaphorical Walrus does not condone drug usage.
For the second time.
But we don't not condone it.
We don't condone opium usage. Let's go with that.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, abuse.
Well, you know, feel it out. See how much opium is the right amount of opium.
Fuck it. Live your life.
Does Dr. Northcott offer...
I didn't realize we still had it.
I'm not going to just give you one puff and take it away. I'm not a monster.
You said it was your good stuff. You snatched it right
now.
I did because I rolled a 6.
I almost called Matt Dr. DM.
GM.
Dr. Keeper.
Dr. Keeper. Poor Sister Dorothea.
Do you offer...
Excellent point. Yes, we will pass that over.
Pass it on.
It really is invigorating.
Sure. And Dr. Quincy's not even, like, paying attention, and we'll just, like, switch one thing out for another.
It's quite unlike anything you've smoked before. You're not losing any health, so I don't have to do any rolls for you.
Yeah, I'm still fine.
But to move the game along, it does calm your nerves some. And you kind of forget the truth that you have discovered very recently.
All right, maybe things will become more clear once we get some more evidence.
He takes the pipe away from you. Dr. Rockwell takes the pipe away from you and is about to put it out and then says, Sister D?
No. Thank you.
We're all fucking tripping.
I was really sad because if Sister D took it, then if they passed it to Dr. Rockwell, he was going to go, oh, I know, I never touched the stuff.
First hit's free, everyone.
Yeah.
So two of you are drugged up. The two that have been most affected are drugged up.
Three.
The three of you that have been most affected are drugged up.
Sister D, do you have a question?
I was going to finish my thought. No, it makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Usually has the opposite effect on people, but suit yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well then, shall we?
We shall.
I concur.
Maybe we should stick together.
I mean, it can't hurt anything, for sure.
Agreed. And I think so, too.
I think she's talking about Bertram.
Dr. Quincy will kind of, like, shoulder check or elbow Dr. Rockwell.
We were all sticking together until Bertram decided to go flying out a window.
Fucking Bertram. That rebel.
So back into the house you go.
Dragging poor innocent Montague with...
I think it's the other way around, but I will lead the path, mm-hmm. since no one will care if I die.
Aww.
And
that's fair.
That was my character, not me. I feel like y'all need to know that. Everyone would be fucking devastated if I died. He goes in first with his gun pulled, his Webley.
You enter back into the house. And all of the doors on the first floor are closed. Coincidentally, the electrical lights are on in the room, in the hallway as well.
Well, that's strange. I don't remember any of us turning on the lights. In fact, I remember it being quite oppressive last we were in here.
Well, we've taken a blow, so we can't be sure.
So shall we attempt to check the upstairs once again, or should we move on to the downstairs?
Nice.
Dr. Rockwell suggests that they go into the basement. Cellar? Basement?
Yes.
Downstairs, basement. As far as we know.
We should go into the secret first floor that we missed. Don't know how we came in the wrong entrance.
He says sarcastically because he's a doctor of architecture.
You know they're hysterical.
Dr. Rockwell suggests that we go downstairs. Specifically because of the fact that when he walked down from the second floor to the first floor towards the cellar door... Door? Or just doorway?
A door. There was door. A door.
Towards the cellar door, before turning down the hallway to leave, he felt a very dire sense about him, as if he had eaten too much food, and it was all sitting on his chest.
Oof. Heartburn.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the house is. It's just heartburn. We got it, guys.
Problem solved. Let's go home.
Dr. Rockwell suggests because of that feeling that he got, we should go down there, prompting anyone to, you know, throw out that they didn't get the feeling if they didn't.
I agree that we should check the basement, but as for any feelings I had... I refuse to acknowledge them until we have any further evidence.
He says he's not a doctor of psychology, but you should really look into accessing your feeling.
Dr. Quincy is just going to, like, give you the side eye of all side eyes.
We're not sure what it is you're referring to, but yes, we can check downstairs.
Well, you probably don't remember because... You didn't come down the stairs.
That's as it may. It doesn't change the facts.
Fair, Fair enough, Bertram.
Wrong.
Sweet D, what say you?
We must search this house top to bottom, no matter how uneasy we may be feeling.
It'll be all right. We'll find out the truth.
Plus, you got your husband on your side, Sweet D. We got this.
She kind of gives a nod, even though she's kind of like, what?
Is the door open?
Door's not open. None of the doors on the first floor or the ground floor are currently open.
Dr. Rockwell says, open in or out?
They all opened into the rooms.
Okay. Dr. Rockwell says, no, I don't need anybody's help. He doesn't say that, sorry. He does the maneuver where he holds the gun with his right hand and reaches out with his left hand. And he turns the knob, but then he kind of holds the door to make sure that it doesn't fly open.
Is this the loudly. Is this the door basement. Into the
yes.
basement? All right, it doesn't turn. It's locked.
Oh.
You can see that there is one primary lock that's actually in the door, and then there are a few bolts that three bolts. Just few.
So you're saying
that
set
on your side.
You're saying that using the the door on my side.
Right.
He was about to use the gun.
quick question: were those there before?
Yes, they were, but they were all unlocked.
Okay.
So are they like switch bolts or like key bolts?
The one that's fully locked is a key lock. The other three are switch bolts.
Okay. I say, somebody want to help me with these bolts?
That's a little odd, isn't it?
I don't recall these being locked when I was heading down here last, but I'll admit that I wasn't paying attention.
Is it? I mean, okay, like legitimately asking. Is it unusual for there to be bolts on the side of the door?
Yeah, because it's kind of
like... It indicates keeping something in the basement.
Yeah.
I get that. I get that for sure.
There could be maybe some other entrance to the outside from down there, which mm-hmm. would be a reason to do it. Maybe there's a cellar door on the exterior that leads down there. That mm-hmm. could be a possibility that you may not have caught when you looked around because everything was just overgrown by at least a month.
Right.
Eddie.
So, out of character, I was going to ask if do we get the sense, just like by default, that... Oh, these locks are intended to keep something in, not to keep us out of the basement.
You're a smart person. The locks that were added are designed to keep something in the basement. The lock that is there naturally is just part of the house and is designed to keep kids from stumbling down into the basement, or if there is a cellar door that leads into it from the exterior to keep, you know, riffraff out.
All right.
But three... switch bolts, which are the lift up push over.
Yeah. Seems excessive.
And I think I mentioned, you might not remember, but there's also like four locks on the exterior of the house too that leads into it.
Oh yeah, that's
I remember now that you mentioned
new,
that again.
New bolts or
who dis?
Definitely newer than the door, the original one. I mean, they still have their brassy sheen to them.
In that case I will continue. That's a lot of bolts to keep something in the basement.
They're new bolts, too. Must be recent.
Should we, maybe search elsewhere in the house?
If there's one thing I learned as a doctor, it's that something's behind bolts and locks, it's worth investigating.
Well, for once, I find myself agreeing with Dr. Rockwell.
Doctor.
We are curious as to how that ties in with your doctorate.
It's just life experience of being a doctor. I'm surprised you don't know.
A loud thump hits the wall next to you.
Oh,
I jump and then I lean against the wall real quickly.
The same wall?
Yes. I lean against the wall real quickly and put my foot up on the wall. To make it so that it's like I did the noise.
Okay. No, this is a good time to let your con man fly.
Charm?
No, I don't think charm.
There is persuade.
Bluff?
Is there bluff?
Is there a lean against wall?
There's not bluff.
and there's certainly not lean against wall unless you wrote it in as one of your hobbies.
Occupational skill. It's called looking cool.
You're not a contractor, you're a doctor.
Ooh.
Got him.
I actually...
I'm sorry, contractors, I really don't mean that.
All of our contractors.
Unless we
listeners.
The closest that I can see, honestly, would be disguise. Can you roll me a disguise? It's in the D's, it's on the left column.
Are you sure it's not sleight of hand?
I'm pretty certain it's
not. Are you sure it's not persuade?
Sleight of body.
I could see persuade. But yeah, I think we should make it disguise.
Yeah.
I'm going with disguise. I think that's the best.
32 out of 40.
All right. Yeah.
Hey.
You lean against it quickly, and nobody was looking at you when it happened.
No.
But you were quicker than they were to react. So when you guys all look over there, the good Dr. Northcott has settled...
Wrong.
Shit, the good...
the better Dr. Rockwell.
When you look over there, you can see...
the best Dr. Quincy.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
When you look over there, you can see the good Dr. Rockwell has taken up a position against the wall, and it looks like maybe he slipped a little.
I feel the need to also stress he's no longer holding the gun out towards everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, because you would be facing him.
Good.
This is a robbery.
Give me your $7.
So, Dr. Rockwell, as a architect, perhaps you possess some knowledge of unlocking locked locks?
It's been a while. I'm a little rusty, but we did take one class on picking locks.
Dorothea, you have the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Dr. Rockwell pulls out his locksmithing toolkit.
Let him.
And,
all right, you have to roll underneath your locks. Picking.
This is suspect. This is highly suspect.
What? I'm sorry, are you a doctor of architecture?
This is not in character, I'm just saying.
Dr. Quincy is playing along.
29 out of 40.
Very nice.
That's almost a hard success. It is a success. Yay. Takes you a couple of seconds, but it's an old lock. It's not something that really should keep anybody but a beginner out. And yep, you pop the lock. It turns with a satisfying click.
Well done, doctor.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Do we not have a key?
These are nature's keys. Sorry.
I don't believe those are natural at all. As a doctorate of the natural world.
I forgot. I do have the key to the basement, as it turns out.
Well, well.
He kind of stares at Sweet D for a second. It says... Thank you for allowing me to relive my collage days.
Of course.
Are the bolts still
intact? I mean, they're intact, but
They're not, okay.
They're not locked, no.
I go back into my battle-ready stance.
Okay.
And I slowly open the door.
It opens with an ominous and... spine-tingling creak as it opens into the hallway. As you do so, a kind of musty smell comes up.
Wait. Thought you said it opened into the doorway.
You're the doctor of architect. Does doors into basements, do they open into the basement or they open up into the building? I never had a basement.
It,
me neither.
It could go either way.
I think they usually open up into the hallway.
Yeah.
It just depends. Because I've seen ones that open into the basement.
I've seen it both ways.
I'm gonna go with into the hallway for this one. Mm. It is the one.
Well,
kind
then
of,
I changed my...
Oh, no, yeah, no, it would be into the hallway because the hinges are on in the hallway. Because
usually it's got the landing and then the stairs. So.
Well, then I change entirely what I do.
Okay.
I ask someone else to open the door, and I stand over to the side to, like, point my gun in.
Dr. Quincy will volunteer.
Okay.
And he's kind of, like, pushed his lab coat back, because obviously he wears it everywhere. And you can sort of see where he's got a hidden diving knife strapped around his thigh.
Oh, all right.
Ooh.
So, hot. Dr. Quincy, you open the door.
Is that Bertram or Montague?
Wouldn't you like to know?
So Dr. Quincy opens the door.
Yes.
It offers no resistance as you do so. And as you open it up, the lot of you that are surrounding the door can smell a kind of musty, loamy sort of smell come up from the stairs that fills your lungs. The light of the hallway doesn't seem to reach as far as you believe it should onto into this rickety staircase leading down into the dank darkness.
Dr. Rockwell starts down cautiously.
The stairwells are in poor repair, but there is an electric light bulb hanging above the first landing that could provide more light.
Is there a switch nearby?
There's one, a pull cord.
Is it made of dummy thick glass?
It is.
He pulls the
rather dense.
I don't care.
Jeez.
He pulls the string cord.
Yeah.
You pull the cord.
I pull the cord.
Chain.
Nothing happens.
Now I'm curious if it's a chain or if it's rope.
It is. It's like a. It's a rope. Not okay. Not like a heave ho rope. But
no, but like, is it like a?
Like a shoestring.
Okay. So he pulls the shoestring.
You can hear the telltale noise of the little chain that is up at the top that leads into the electrical thing, but nothing happens.
Eddie knows that if you pull it at the wrong angle, it'll make the sound but not turn on.
Roll for turning on the light.
Do you try again?
Do you push
what,
the
what
roll?
What do I need to roll for? Doctor of Architect. I pull it again.
You pull it again. Still nothing.
I get angry and I pull it harder.
Still nothing. It does hold.
Dr. Quincy suggests pulling it out at an angle instead of directly up and down.
Dr. Rockwell does that thing.
You pull it at an angle. It still makes the noise.
How many doctors does it take to switch on a light?
Dr. Rockwell narrows his eyes and then reaches up. And how far off the ground is it?
You could reach it. You're a tall fellow, right?
Yeah. Dr. Rockwell reaches up and just gives it a little twist to make sure that it's fully in. Because, you know, sometimes that'll
yeah,
fuck
you're,
with it.
You're absolutely right, but this is not the case. It's all the way in there, and it looks, now that you're taking a harder look at it, and some of the light from the hallway is flooding into this very small part and not reaching where it should, it looks like the bulb is intact as well. You can see the filament that's still a loop.
Damn, now, Dr. Rockwell was going to go into another room and just replace the bulb.
Now, real quick, Dr. Northcott, you do remember, because you were in the kitchen, correct?
Yeah.
I neglected to mention it the first time because I forgot to read far enough ahead, but you remember seeing a fuse box in the kitchen.
Oh.
In case you want
I'm
to...
I'm pretty sure you mentioned that.
Did I?
Maybe.
That feels familiar, but maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Too fair. Eddie wasn't paying attention when you mentioned the kitchen very much.
There is a fuse box in the kitchen.
Well then. We could check the fuses.
Someone should go with them.
Dr. Quincy will make eye contact with Sister Dorothea.
Right.
You'd rather I go and you stay here with the good Dr. Rockwell.
No, I'll go.
Dr. Rockwell says you take care of Bertram.
Thank you.
She has her rosary beads in her hand.
Okay. And we will go to the kitchen, which the door to which is closed now.
It is closed, but there's no lock on this one. And it's like 7 feet down the hall.
All right. We'll stop in front of the door and kind of look at it for a moment. Carefully reach out. Mm-hmm. Glance at Sister Dorothea. Twist the... Is it a knob you twist?
It's a knob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twist the knob, and does it open in?
No, what, for the fuse?
Or did it open out? No, for the door to the kitchen.
Oh, sorry.
The door to the kitchen, like the door to the living room, opens into the kitchen.
Okay. Twist the knob, push the door in, and then take a quick step backwards.
Okay, the door opens up. The light is on in the kitchen. The kitchen doesn't look any different. Brighter, but no different.
All right. Just cautiously stepping into the room.
Okay.
Follow him.
The room looks the same as it had previously, of course, more well lit. You see the same fuse box. It's been painted white, which is why you may not have remembered it immediately, and why a certain keeper may have forgotten to describe it, because it matches the wall.
Oh, that explains it.
But you can see the fuse box embedded into the wall.
Oh, man, this is one of those that's going to have, like, this big...
The vacuum tube fuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you could repair with, like, pennies.
Oh, yeah. Anybody bring any?
Got like a whole roll of pennies in there. Anyway.
All right. We'll approach the fuse box and open her on up.
And it takes a bit of a tug to open the fuse box. It's the way it's designed is a more mechanical thing, holding it together like a piece of metal that fits in there, and then it contracts and pops back out.
Gotcha.
So it does take a slight tug to pull it open, but it does pop open. And in there, all the fuses are set except for one, which is tripped, and it is labeled basement.
Well,
the fuses are all vacuum tube fuses. They're rather hefty. I'd say about the width of the circumference of a penny. So they're thick, and they're vacuum tube fuses, but they all seem to be intact, including the one to the basement. It's just switched off.
This seems to be our culprit. Pull out a handkerchief and kind of use that to flip that breaker.
The breaker.
As his hand approaches the fuse, Sister Dorothea grabs it to stop him. Wait. Maybe this is a mistake. Maybe this is a sign that we shouldn't be here.
Do you think so?
Well... Something about this place, especially after what happened upstairs, really chills me to my bones.
We nod. It is, at the very least, oppressive, isn't it?
She'll nod.
Perhaps you're right. But still. Yes, still we feel we must press forward. We certainly won't think less of you if you decide to leave.
No, if she'll kind of release his hand. No, if I left now and something happened, I don't know that I could deal with that guilt.
Well then, on we go. Clunk.